In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Just these words that were read in Spanish and English one more time. Let love be genuine. Hold fast to what is good. Love one another with brotherly affection. Outdo one another. Yes, outdo one another. My youngest son is a supervisor at the Nike plant in the St. Charles County area. As you might imagine, our house is overflowing with Nike clothing and Nike stuff. Shoes, hats, you name it. I would, in fact, say that our house almost breathes the 30-plus-year-old Just Do It Nike slogan. The swoosh symbol seems to be everywhere you look. And risking the image that this sermon might be looked at as a commercial for Nike, I say that's good. For the spirit behind the Nike slogan and the symbol bring with them many positive benefits. My wife and I are probably healthier because of that spirit, and maybe we'll live longer and more productively. Of course, only God knows that. But I think he would approve of such thinking. He, in essence, is saying the same thing in this text. He is appealing here to a spiritual life that will pour it on and bring it on in a way that will break down all the defenses of the world. Paul, in this section of his Romans, has words that are really loaded. In a sense, it makes me feel like a child in a candy store. By my count, these 13 verses of Paul's letter to the Romans feature 26 verbs, or just do-its, that have the form of or effect of an imperative. And how do Paul's just do-its begin? At the beginning of this section, he instructs the Christians in Rome to hate what is evil, and then at the end, to not be overcome with evil, but to overcome evil with good. And then in between his harsh directives concerning how we are to deal with evil, Paul gives gentle instructions of how we are to deal with one another. Love one another with brotherly affection. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. Live in harmony with one another, Paul says. Love and affection, honor and hospitality, generosity and sympathy, harmony and peace. These are the pretty colors that Paul uses to paint the picture of how we are to relate to and respond to others. Yes, even those who persecute us should be blessed, and those who do evil to us should not be repaid in kind. Easier said than done? An overwhelming task, to say the least. Yes, in many ways it seems that we barely have time to weep for the tangles we often get our lives into, much less laugh at them. So how do we find our way out of this life's tangles? We love. Yes, we love. And what does that mean? Allow me to answer that question with another question. Is it not true that we've come to believe that love is something that we have or don't have, not something we can produce or work toward? Yes, something in which a random Cupid takes aim. If you get hit by his arrow, you love or you fall in love. Like it or not, that popular view of love today creates dramatic and almost unreal expectations about what life is like for people in love. But when Paul writes about love here, he is practical. He talks about love as something doable. Love for Paul involves behavior, hard and fast behavior, our choosing to do specific things that are actions of love. Yes, to find something or someone to love in the way that Jesus loved is what Paul is talking about. Jesus' love makes a way where there is no way. In short, the fundamental question that you and I must ask ourselves is, how is our love life? And Paul here is not asking how much we love, how much love we feel, or how much love we feel for others. Rather, the question, do we feel the love of God sufficiently as it pours out through us to those around us? Are we, as Paul urges, outdoing one another? Yes, outdoing one another in loving one another and showing honor. Or as elsewhere in this same section, Paul writes, if your enemies are hungry, feed them. If they're thirsty, give them something to drink. Paul is obviously writing in the hopes that the Roman Christians will have taken up a weapon that will overcome all the usual defenses that most of us have, the usual defenses we have against developing the loving relationship God calls us to share. Again, I say, Paul is calling us to a life of love that will pour it on, a life that will break down the defenses of this world. Paul clearly calls us to live in a way that most people do not. Just do it. Yes, just do it. Again, is not that his theme here? That appeal of the Nike slogan for athletes and would-be athletes is a no-nonsense message, and so is this section of Paul's letter to the Romans, where he urges the Romans and us to outdo one another in living the Christian life. Besides, does not our God daily outdo us in loving and caring for us? Is not his death and resurrection and all the love that moved him to do this for us the ultimate just do it? Oh, by the way, while the Nike swoosh has had a lasting influence on our sporting world, the cross and its message of God's sacrificial love for our world, that cross is one that lasts forever. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.